Always Parshas Bamidbar is before Shavuos. It's interesting. Parshas Bamidbar, the beginning of the parsha, talks about Richos Barichos, about something that seemingly looks was only Negeya in the Dor HaMidbar. All the numbers of the Shvatim, of the Ochlusio, of the different Shvatim and the Degolim, a big Arichos that looks like it's something that was only Lesho, not Ledoiris. And Torah Vad is Torah Netzach. What are we learning from this? The Svarim write that the Shishim Riboy, if you make the Cheshvan, there's 600,000 in Klal Yisrael, and that's Keneged, there are 600,000 Oisius in the Torah. That means the Svarim explained that there's not 600,000 Oisius in the Torah. There's much less Oisius in the Torah, but by different Oisius count more than one. An Aleph is really made out of a Vav and two Yuds. A Lamed is really made out of a Chof and a Vav. And there's various different Oivanim and Tzur of the Oisius, but together it comes out that the Shishim Riboy. So there are Shishim Riboy Oisius in the Torah. There are Shishim Riboy Nefoshos in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael Bitzurosai. There's Bilgul Neshomas and there's Chelkei Neshomas, but Bitzurosai is Shishim Riboy. And there's also Shishim Riboy Tzirufim of Yudkei Vavkei. And that's the Indian of Klal Yisrael, Vairaisa, Vekutche Brichu, Chadhu. That all three of them have a Gevissa Tzura of Shleimus with 600,000. And that's what we're learning here in the Parsha about the Shishim Riboy of the 600,000. And the Leviim are not part of the 600,000. In the Musig of that the Torah has the Shishim Riboy Oisiyos, the Leviim are connected, the Gvil, in between the Oisiyos, which is even more of a Darga of Kedusha, Kiyadua, and that's connected Shevet Levi. And that's the Indian that Shaiches. Because right before Matan Torah is Vayichan Sham Yisrael Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, and it represents that inyan of Yisrael Vayiraisa V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Chadu, that all three are with a tzura. The Shleimus the Ketzura of it is with Shishim Riboy. We speak always that Yisrael Vayiraisa V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Chadu, the Svarim say there's a connection between those three, all one really, but it's connected the Vav HaChibur. The letter Vav is what represents the Chibur between different things. Vav can be spelled Vav Vav. It can be spelled Vav Aleph Vav, and it can be spelled Vav Yud Vav. Vav Vav is 12, is the Yud Beis Shvatim, is Klal Yisrael. Vav Aleph Vav is Gematria 13, is the Yud Gimel Midas, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Vav Yud Vav is Gematria 22, is the Chof Beis Oisius of the Torah, that the Yisrael, Bereis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chadu, are all Mechubar. The Medrash in the beginning of the parasha starts off Bishloisha Dvarim Nitna Torah. It starts off the Midbar Sinai of the Medrash. Bishloisha Dvarim Nitna Torah. The Eish, the Mayin, Uva Midbar, and the Medrash means the Pasuk to each one. The Eish, Shenemar, Vahar Sinai, Oshon Kuloi, Vamayim, Shenemar, Gam Shamayim, Notofu, Gam Ovum, Notfu Mayim, and Bamidbar, it quotes the Pasuk in the Parsha, Vaidav Hashem Moshe Bamidbar. So there's a limit over here that the different Oifanim of Torah is given durch Eish, Mayim and Midbar. Torah is with Eish. There's the Gemara in Sochem in Shabbos. The Pesayim, the Gemara brings down the concept that Klaishim said Nasa Benishma, Frek Toisvis, famous Toisvis. A lot of other Rishonim and Achroim talk about this Kasha, but Toisvis asked, why was it necessary for Kofaleim Harkigigis? If it was Taka Barotz and Nasa Benishma, why was it necessary Kofaleim Harkigigis? Harbei Tzrutzim Nemru Bazet. Everyone knows the famous Medrash Tanchuma, that it's a chilek between Torah Sheba Ksav, was Nasa Benishma, Torah Sheba Alpeh, was talking about the Gigas. But Toysa says, a parrot over there, Shema ha yuchoizrim behem kishayiru ha'esh ha'gadoyla. The reason it was necessary to have Kofa Lema Arke Gigas is because maybe the Klal Yisrael was going to have Charoto when they saw the Esh ha'gadoyla. So the Kasha is. So don't make an Esh ha'gadoyla. You're already holding by the Madrega of Nasa Benishma, which is the higher Madrega. Why is it necessary to go and bring in the Kofaleim Harki Gigas? Adarav, it would be better to keep it. Don't make the Eish HaGadoyla, which caused them that it has to have come out the Harki Gigas. And the Eretz is poshut because Torah Avada goes with an Eish. That's not an option. That Havalei Holei Sagi Avada, the Torah gave him that Eish. Now there's a problem. Shem Yadash and Eish HaGadoyla. It requires the Kofaleim Harki Gigas. But might say there are other Mahalchim that Kofaleim Harki Gigas be'etem is a Milo. To be a Mukhrach. To be a Mukhrach is a Milo. It's a mila also. On one hand, to do it mitzad nasav nishma, but to do it mitzad kof alayim rakagigas is a mila. There's one list of the Shemi Shmuel, he says it's fascinating their hair. People, he says it's a klal. it's something even that you want to do, but someone is forcing you to do it, you say you have to do it, it creates an automatic reaction that you don't want to do it. It's a cloud in ruchnius, and I think it's a cloud in psychology also. They say it works like that. If someone is swinging you to do something, then you don't want it. The Eibishter wanted that the mile of Kabbalah, that there are Kabbalah needed to the mile. The Eibishter wanted that the darg of Kabbalah is Kal Yisrael, but he wanted even a higher Madrega. That he's forcing them, and they're still going to want to do it. That's not a Madrega. Kabbalah Hakigis is Gorash, it's mile. And when you're being forced into it, an apple peeking, it's not going to happen. The Torah is also compared to Eish. The Teva of Eish is always to jump, to strive, to climb, it wants to go higher. Sheifas. That's another Nakuda in Eish. The Gemara in Tainis, Daf Zayin. The Gemara says, Omer Alev Abrachana, Loma Nimshla Dibre Torah Ke Eish, Shenemer Halei Koi Dvorai Ke Eish Lom Hashem, Ma Eish Einoi Doilet Yechidi, Av Dibre Torah Ein Mekainim Di Yechidi. We learn out a different Nakuda from Eish, that Torah has to be with a Chavrusa, not the Yechidi. Eish is not Mekayim by itself. And Bechlal, that's another, the Taichin Eish. An Eish always needs to be fueled more and more. It's going to go out otherwise. You have to Keseder. It's not going in cruise control. You have to Keseder, add more and more fuel to the fire. And the Nimshel is moving. You have to Keseder for Kurtis. But the Gemara is looking like the Nakuda that it's on a Chavrusa gate. The Mile of a Chavrusa. It's another Nakuda in Eish. The Torah was given in the Midbar, the Medrash says. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter writes, the Torah was not given in Eretz Yisrael. The Torah wasn't given Bechlal in Mokom Mesuyim. It was given in the Midbar because the whole point is to realize that Torah is Bechol Masiv. It doesn't make a difference if it's very hot outside or very cold outside in the Midbar. It doesn't make a difference what day. Chag Matan Torah doesn't even have a date. Atzeres Pa'omim Hey, Pa'omim Vov, Pa'omim Zayin. On a Cheshbon. It's Lamailam and Azman, Lamailam and Mokom. It's not mukbal to anything. Because otherwise the person's going to say, then I'll learn. Over there, I'll learn. If it wouldn't be here, I'd learn. No, it's on a mokoyim, it's on a zman. V'higisa bo yoimun v'layu, the Maral writes, it always writes laila before the yoim. V'derach klal, in the seder of klal Yisrael, it's laila and then yoim. Over here, it's v'higisa bo yoimun v'layu, which is not the regular seder of ma'aseh bereishis. The seder of ma'aseh bereishis is laila first. But we're all in yon. V'yerev v'yivoyker, it's shot is, Torah is out the cheshbon of the derach klal, how it comes. And it's interesting, this is Negeya, it's a Shmuz B'Sneyatka, but in Birchas HaTorah, it's a Shaila, you stayed up all night, you machoy, but it's probably in sleeping or not, but Tatkus is a new Machai in Birchas HaTorah every morning. Why every morning? Maybe every night. Every morning, because it's because of a Yoimon Valayla, it's different than, like all of the things, the night would herald in a new, like Kachim, Rav Tzadik, Kachim is different, Avada, because of that, Avada, like Kachim, if you're talking that Shabbat by Birchas HaTorah, that the Mechayiv comes every time by the day. Although the truth is, there's two brachas by Birchas HaTorah, maybe three or two brachas. Some say one is the Birchas HaMitzvot and one is the Birchas Shevach. But the Levush says that no, one is the Bracha Rishoina and one is the Bracha Achroina. Now, of course, you make both of them at the same time because you never end it. You went until the whole 24 hours and then you make a Bracha Achroina and next to the prayer. You make a Bracha Rishoina right away on the next one. The bracha achrayna and right away nechamal the bracha rishayna. But upon that, the gabi the kud of midbar that is on a mokaim and on a zman. Torah is also an imshel to mayin. It's a famous medrash. The medrash says that dogim shebiyam, even though they're surrounded by water, but apple peeking whenever a tipa comes down, they swim up because they want to have noch a tipa of mayin. The gavaldik tshuka to every tipa of mayin. And there's a maisa, I heard over that someone came to Rav Chaim Kanievsky and he asked a question because he said he has an aquarium in his house and he wanted to see if this medrash works, and the fish were on the bottom of the aquarium and he was sprinkling water and he didn't see the fish was going off. He came to ask Akasha from the medrash, swear on his fish or swear on the medrash, but Rav Chaim told me, he said, you don't understand, a little fish in a little aquarium. I said, no, it's a big aquarium. He said, no, a little fish in a little aquarium. It's different than the fish that's in the yam. The fish that's in the yam, he knows how big the yam is, how deep the yam is, how gross the Torah is, the yam of Torah. Erot musodim vostas is mayim shel Torah. He understands also that extra tipa that comes down. He wants that extra fish. But if you don't have gross musodim, you don't have gross sheifa, so it's all arum and arum kleinikai. So then, it's not with the sheifis. Then you don't understand also what that extra tipa is coming for either. That also is not in your cheshbon. And the truth is, so we spoke about Eish, Midbar, and Mayim. This Nakuda of Taka having grace the Musagim. The Sfasemis talks about it in the beginning of the parasha, moving along in the parasha. Levesa Voisom, the Mishpachoisom, Levesa Voisom. The Sfasemis brings a word from Peshischa. A person has to say, Mosa Yagia Maisa, the Maisa Voisa. The emissary is a person who has a Shaykhis, Avrami Yitzchak and Yaakov, he can come. Mamish. No, the Pshat is Mosa Yagia, he should have a Pshat Yagia, something. To be able to have a touch. Emphasis Shaykhis. But that's based on Sheifis. And that's also a Medrash. Meridik a Medrash. The Medrash says, Rav Chanan Tzifrin said, you have a massive coming to the Torah is like a pile, a huge, huge pile of offer. And the question is, well, how are you going to deal with it? You have a field, you have to want to plant, you want to plow, but there's a huge pile of dirt. How are you going to deal with it? So it says, the Tipish says, I can't. It's not possible for the Chacham. And the Pikeach says, no. Today I'll take a little bit. Tomorrow I'll take a little bit more. L'mochar ani koytzoi. Ad shel b'soif ani koytzoi kuli. And the Medrash appears always from first. Kach, the Tipish sees the gross type of Torah. And the Tipish also understands this. The Tipish in the Medrash, he understands the gross type of Torah. But he says, be gross, it's too big. So he's miyayish and gantzim. The Pikeach, who has the Sheifis, says, okay. Today a tipa, tomorrow a tipa, noch adaf, and then a body can be the siyata d'shmaya, be koites, kol ha-terukua. You have later in the parsha, Pasuk describes Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. We said this is a surah how Klal Yisrael was. We spoke before, and it says Shevet Levi was also Sovet. You have all the Shvatim, and it says that the surah where each Shevet was, and then Levi was in between. There was Mamash the Mishkan, and the Levi was Sovet LaMishkan Yachanu. And the Pasuk says it twice. The next Pasuk again, Chatzibet the Levim was Sovet LaMishkan. The famous Beskerov Al Torah. He explains what's going on here in the parasha. There's two dinim over here. There's two psukim one after the other, and he says there's two dinim here, what the Levim were doing. On one hand, there's a din of shmir in the Mikdash. If you learn the Sechta Midos, the Sechta Tomid, and you see over there that the Levim, one of the jobs of the Levim in the Beis HaMikdash, and who had in the Mishkan, was shmira. The Mishnah is described over there by Rikas, where the different 24 places where the Levim would stay, they had it in shmira. Shmira HaMikdash. And that's what it means, the Sabbath of the Mishkan Yachim, that the Levim had the din of Shmira, the Mishkan, the same way the din of Shmira of HaMikdash. But he said, there's another thing. We know when by the Beis HaMikdash, there was Machne Shechina, Machne Leviya, the Harabayas was Machne Leviya, and then there was Machne Yisrael, Yerushalayim. The whole Machne Yisrael. In the Midbar also, there was Machne Shechina, Machne Leviya, and Machne Yisrael. But whereas by the Beis HaMikdash, which was Kavua, the Har Habayis is the Machne Leviya, the Chayil, the Har Habayis, the different sections. So you get to this Machne Shechina. In the Mishkan, in the Midbar, what was the Tzura of the Machanois? The Tzura of the Machanois were Bisovel the Mishkan Yachin, the Levim were there. That's the Tzura of Shevet Levi. So that's why it says it in the Pasuk twice. One is Mitzad the Din of Shmira, and one is Mitzad the Tzura of the Machanois. Because in the Mishkan, the Tzura of the Machanois were such. And this concept is worded in a few different ways. It's interesting. I saw the Meshech Chochma had an interesting question. A Balkeri, a Zov, is usher to go into Machane Leviya. Right? Some people could go, the Metzor is Mishtalach Chabal, even put to the Machane Yisrael, you have to go out of Yerushalayim, out of the Chaymas. The Balkeri, though, can't go into Machane Leviya. For those that do touch the world of the Kaisel, I'm not getting involved, yeah or no, Chodesh go to the Mikvah, yeah, there might be Balkeri, it's another Zav. Rav the Meshech Chochma, how the Levim in the Mishkan, how were they muti b'chlal v'nishay sehem? It's Balkeri. It's Machane Leviya in the Mishkan was where the Levim were. In the Beis HaMikdash, it was the Har Habayis, so they didn't live there. But in the Mishkan, we're describing that the Surah of the Machanes was where the Levim were. So, how were the Levim b'chlal mutter b'chai Ishus? It's Tumas Keri, Machane Leviya. So he said, the Chiddush, the Meshech Chochma, that there was two parts to Machane Leviya. There was the more inner part, which had the Kedushas Machane Leviya Taka, and then there was the place where they lived, the living quarters of Machane Leviya, which did not have Kedushas Matan Aviv.
That was
a
Moshe
Rabbeinu,
wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Have a kasha. The Gemara says that a Tumas Mace is not Osir Matan Aviv. And if people were Mace Atzmon, is not Osir Matan Aviv, only a Matan Ashin. Right? Mitzvah is Mishnah, even Chutz Matan Yisrael. Balkari Osir Chutz Matan Aviv. Mace, Moshe Rabbeinu, is Mutter. Mace is only Osir Matan Ashin. The Gemara brings a riot. Because Moshe Rabbeinu had with him the Atmos Yosef, Imoy b'mechitzasi, the Atmos Yosef was Moshe, and he's in Machan Leviya. Is it right that a mace could go in by Machan Leviya? The Ma'aseh is a medrash that the Atmos Yosef were wrapped up in a oyer of a keves, and but if a mace it walked in front of the Machan. So I saw one in a safe, one in a mechab, so it didn't have enough mace. It was coming with chiyah solution. The Mechudosh take a medrash, the pshat that it's come to Chiyah, that it doesn't have too much mace. But L'chayra, what's the Gemara's Raya from Moshe Rabbeinu? The Meshech Chacham already said that there was two parts of Machan Levi. The Teretz is Poshet. Moshe Rabbeinu was Parash Me'ishtoi. Moshe Rabbeinu avadid in the Atmos Yosef Imoy. Moshe Rabbeinu was avadid in the Machan Levi, the Kedarga of Machan Levi. Now, one more knesh in this concept of the Machan Leviya, we have also the Masois, when Klal Yisrael traveled, and the Pesukim describe that the first three Degel Machan and Yehuda would travel, then Gershon and Merari went, then Degel Machan and Ruvein, and then Kahos. And when the Pesukim describe it, it says it by Kahos, V'nosa Oyel Moy, Machan Leviya. So the Beskrov explains, where was Machan Leviya during the Masa? Again, because in the Beis HaMikdash, the Har is there, the Har is Machan Leviya. In the Zman HaMishkan, though, we said that the Chanoi of the Leviyim is the Machan Leviya. And where was the Machan Leviya during the Masa? The Masa, the person who wanted to eat, the Gabi, where Balkari can't go, or the Gabi in certain dinim, what you're about eating, it's in Kachim. Where's that? So it's only where Kahos is. Even though when Gershon and Merari and Kahos were separated, only where Kahos was had the din of Machan Leviya. Because Kahos was the Noisi Ha'orim, and Avada the Nakuda of Kedusha's Machan Leviya, Nemtach from the Orim. Now, another big Indian you have in the parsha is you have the golem. The whole first parak talks about the yachid, and then it talks about the golem. The chayr, the pshat is the first parak is saying the chashivus of every yachid. The chavivus, Rashi the school talks about the matzah that he was chavim. Everyone in Klal Yisrael chavim, but it's madgish the chashivus of every single one. The second parsha is the golem is the same idea, but it's madgish the chashivus, the uniqueness of every shevet. Every shevet, every kutsa has their own chashivus, their own surah, their own dega, which represents their darga. But what's the ikr that the hadgosha? That's Rabbi Yankas Kamenetsky writes in Emes Yankas. V'sodiv la'mishkan yachanun. V'sodiv la'oyel moyev yachanun. You can have this maila of the golem, and even on one hand is expressing diversity, that is different, that it's not kuloi ma'achtos one. There's Reuven, Shimon, Levi, there's different shvatim. Yet, but the reason why taki you can have diversity, that we said in the beginning of the shiddah, the 600,000, which everything is echad, or that this chiluk of 12 of the shvatim, yeah. But the reason why it's able to express itself as such is because the emet is v'soviv, everything is soviv v'mishkan yachanu, it's all soviv the mishkan. The pasuk in the Haftarah, v'hoya. B'mokem asher yoyimer lehem loy ami atem yoyimer lochem b'nei keil choy. From the mokem with Faker in Hosea, first Hosea, the pasuk says he went, Hashem was metzavahim to take an isha zoyma, and he has three children, and one of them was called loy ami. It was loy ruchom, and it was negative names, and then there was a mapecha that happened. He was trying to stel avek that the kirv and abed that he has the Klal Yisrael in any matzah, but the lashon of that pasuk was v'hoya b'mokav hashiyomer lehem lo yami atem faker. It's going to be yomer lechem b'nei kel choy. So one shot I saw what's the mocking from the mocking that it was lo yami, from there it's going to become the darg of b'nei kel choy. Why does it come from that mocking? So one shot is you have the gemara numa tshuva me'ava, the zedoyness becomes chuyas. So by tshuva me'ava, from the avera lane comes the tikkun, comes the schus. From the mokum of Loyami at them comes the B'nai Kelfon. But the Sefer in Birchas Peretz over here, he writes a very choshev yisoid. He writes, Sheva yipol tzadik bekom. Everyone has yiridus. Tzadik zikr has yiridus. And the pshat is Sheva yipol tzadik. And because of those Sheva nefilos bekom, not in spite of the Sheva nefilos bekom, which I've added, that has to be a person's attitude, in spite of everything, bekom. Or but the emes is the kima of the tzadik is Sheva yipol tzadik. From the nefilos comes the kima. Why? Everyone says this word, yeah. Of what's the pshat? Dr. Stifler, the teva of the Bria is the way the Eberster made the person is Yesh Lo Imona Roi Tzama Sain. There's a tremendous drive that a person has that he wants, and he wants more, and he's not going to be Mavater, and he wants good for himself, and he wants, and he wants, and he wants. And that's the basic inertia of his drive that he wants things. And that's only by Gashmius, and not by Ruchnius. By Ruchnius, inherently in the teva of the person, mitzvahs artius, it's not like that. He's not going to have that drive. Fakarat, he's going to be mistopic, he's going to be happy with what he has. In Ruchnis. So what does Hashem do? He makes that everyone has Yimei Aliyah and Yimei Yerida, and Yimei Sinah, and there's a nefila. And when you have a nefila, so you want to get out of the nefila. That's the drive. And then you push yourself, and then you rise even higher than you were before. There's no Yesh Leimon who writes a Messiah in the teva, Lagabi Ruchnis. There's a. So the tzura of how a person shites is because he has the nefila, and durch the nefila he wants to grow even more. So it's v'hoyev v'mkoyim asher yoyim alohem loy amiyatim. From that place, from that nefila, yoyim alohem v'nikel chai. That's where the shtaiting comes from, because that's what causes the drive that a person wants to grow. As I saw the shtaiting of Birchas Peretz. Now it's interesting. I saw it down in the svarim v'nikel chai. Kel chai is 49. Kel is with an aleph. Kel chai is 49 is the 49 days of the Sefirah, because that was the process that we were going through in the days of the Sefirah to get all the way from Loy Amiyatim, from the Karban Oimer, which is Michael Behemo, from Soirim, and we went through an entire process till we get the B'nai Kel Chai. I saw the B'nai Yisos Farai, very interesting. The Emes, we know that Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Zivug, and therefore from the Zivug happens on Shavuos. But the Emes Chaisel was in Mitzrayim, and they left Mitzrayim, they misgarished from Mitzrayim, from the Mem Tesharitama, and now they want to become Mem of the Rabbi Nishloilam. Over the Klalis, the Gemara, and Yavamis, and Exubus talks about this Havchana, you need 3 months separation until you're allowed to go to another to be Mizadim with someone else. So, L'chayra, where was the Shloisha Chayadashim of Havchana? So, the Shloisha Chayadashim is Nisan, the second half of Nisan, Ir, and Ziva. But the Maisa of the Gemara and Yavamis is before that we don't pass them like that. You need 3 Chadoshim Shleiman. The Maisa, you have Chadoshim, Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan, but it's only Mikvah Sivan and Mikvah Nisan and Kula Iyar, but it's not Shloisha Chadoshim Shleiman. Zokta B'nai Yisoschar, that's why by Sphir Sa'oimer, it says Mitzvah L'mimni Yoimi, Mitzvah L'mimni Shua. A whole sugi we talk about a different time, but Mitzvah L'mimni Yoimi, Mitzvah L'mimni Shua. We have to count twice. He said it's a Gavaldik Chesed from the Rabbi Nishleim. The first 6 days of Oimer, we don't count twice, because it's only the days, 1, 2, 3, till 6. So the first 6 days we don't count double. But starting from the 7th day of the Oimer, every day, every night, we count it twice. We count the Sheva of a Shehem Shavua. We count it twice. So it counts as double. So 43 out of the 49 days we count it double. The first 6 months, 43 times 2 plus 6 is 92. That's Gimel Chadoshim. It was a chesed of Hashem not to have to wait. You haven't seen it Gimel Chadoshim of Hashem. Of Maher El Kibamoya, the Rabbanu Shlomo wanted to be Mamar to me. So Mitzvah Lamim Niyoyimi, Mitzvah Lamim Nishvua, you have to count both. And it comes out exactly, since the first 6 days we don't count both, the Sachakel ends up coming out to the Shloisha Chadoshim of Avchona. And about that was the process of Yitzias Mitzrayim. We'll talk a little bit about Yonah the Yoima. Chag HaShavuos. It's called Chag HaShavuos because if you want to know how your Chag HaShavuos is going to look, your Kabbalah Satorah is going to look, it depends on the Shavuos. The 7 weeks that preceded it. It's a little late to be talking about this now, but the 7 weeks that preceded your Shavuos is how your Shavuos is going to look. You can't just land on it, boy vayoyim. It's a process. We turned it into Gimel Chadoshim now, but it's a process of the Sheva Shavuos. Kifi dargat ha'achono b'shavuos, shekodmu l'shavuos, kach yeroeh your Shavuos. No, it's about much later now, and it's Maher El Kibamoye. We're holding Mamish only a few days before. But the truth be said, even Mamish, when you get to the last day, the Kushan Tzamagit says, Ah, Ni Mochra Tashabas Ashviyas, Tisperu. You can chaperine the last day, Chamishim Yoin. You can chaperine the Ganze Sphere. The Emes is the first 48 days, is connected to Memches Kinyonim. And the last day, it's not just the 49th day, it's 49 days. It's a process that's gradually growing as the process of the Shavuos went. And a person can still have a rhyme, the oirus that he needs to get to prepare for Matan Torah. Now, as Fasemis writes, that it's interesting that on Erev Pesach, as an Indian, a person is not supposed to eat matzah. So, Hashayla Neshelis, maybe on Shavuos also, a person shouldn't learn, not cheesecake. A person shouldn't learn maybe Erev Yom Tov, by Michael Gashmi, it will come to be Achila Gasa, and therefore Osr Lecho Matzah of Erev Pesach, Havada Erev Shavuos, Pum Fakert, with the Cheshka Talimud of the Shois and Yomim that are left till Shavuos, Adrava. Someone told me he's extra machmer because it's the beginning of Chosin and Kalos, the 7 days before. He wants That is another nekuda that's very important. A lot of people come over, they ask, is it kedai to stay up all night? Lamaisa, if you have the whole yontif, you don't have some chus yontif the next day, you're famatif, you end up learning less. A person came to me on paper, yeah? He had a mefitzah, he wanted to know how many hours he's going to learn from, it's ready from today, till noch yontif. Al cheshbin, on paper, it looks better if I'll sleep Shavuos night. The numbers work out better. But the pshat is, avo mekalkelet et ashurim. On Leil Shavuos, it's the Leil Chasunosay. The Yom Simchas Levi. We're Machshir Cheshbon. Yeah, tomorrow you'll be tired. Our numbers, the numbers come out. You know, B'derek Kol. Boy, we're Machshir Cheshbon. It's Leil Machshir Cheshbon. On Shavuos, it's on a Cheshbon. It's on a Cheshbon. It's because it's Kulei Abba, Kulei on a Cheshbon, Kulei Rots of Abba to the Liman HaTorah that a person wants to be kind of during Shavuos. The Mishnah says. Kedushin, Aisha Niknes B'Sholish Drochem, the Ketzer B'Star of Abia. So the Sefer Amakne, the floor, he explains that there's a zivik over here between Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, and in the zivik between Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael is the Kala, and the Kedushin was done with Ketzer B'Star of Abia. Ketzer is the Bizas Hayam, Star is the Luchos. Bia is the Mishkan, Kotalim Harkigigas is the Chuppah. There's another mahalach that the Nidvas HaMishkan is Kesef Kedushin, it's Hanos Odom Choshev. The Yikhu Li Truma, Li Lishmi, Safakar, by the Eden giving the Nidvas HaMishkan, the Kabbalah Odom Choshev of the Rabbi Yishlam, that was the Kesef Kedushin. As I used to bring the Shev Shmaitz and the Hakdoma, there's all Cheshvan on it, but the Belt is that. So that's the Kinyonim of Kedushin, but we know there's Mukhairis and Furoshis on this Indian. That on one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Chosen and Klal Yisrael is the Kala, but there's another Zivug also, that Klal Yisrael is the Chosen and the Torah is the Kala, and the Rabban Shalom is the Shver. And he comes and says, Asei li kitoin echot, make me a Mishkan, biti shenasati lecho, liprosh mimena eini yochol, the Rabban Shalom kum tzigazani with the Torah. We spoke at the beginning, Yisrael v'raisim v'kot shibrichu chadash. But that's the two Zivugim. So Zotrab Shalom Kluger, if the Mishnah and Kedushin, the Machna was Mefarshit, that the Zivig was HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, but if you Mefarshit, then it's the Zivig of Klal Yisrael to the Torah, be tight from the Mishnah. But Isha Niknes, Mishal Yisrochim, the Ketzef is Kisufim, a person has to have a Shtoikikus, a Shtar Kerotzen to want to be Mescharba to the Torah. Vishtar is that there's a contract, it's not Koy the Matan Torah, Koy Gashisha Bishok, today yeah, tomorrow not, today I'm not, no, it's a Kviyastika, Hischaigus, Hishtabdus, Vishtar. The Bia is Chibur La Torah. Vayei Da Odom Eschav Ishto. Yediyah is Chibur. To be Neschavr to the Torah. That's the third oifen of Kniyat La Torah. The Emes says, this is Memches Kinyonim, but this is the Bechina that is Kedushin is this Inyan. And the Mishnah continues, the Koines Atma. You read it, welcome to the Kodur. The Koines Atma, and you want to be Koines the Torah. So beget, be Megarish yourself from all the Gashmiyistik Zachin, he wasn't talking about iPhones. That's not, that's far the Mishnah. That's not the kindness of the get. That's never an ikiret. But the person should be menatik himself from the different gashmias, tosin ksubis, koidim, koidim she, yispal lodim she yikonis toiru l'toich meyav, yispal shalo yikonis madanu l'toich meyav. I think that Yemi did that. I'm just one of, either tomorrow or today, whatever, one of, coming up, the end of ksubis. And the last one is Misa Sabal, the end of the end of Torah Miskayemet, or the Misha Meimis Atmi Aleha. So the whole Mishnah is one expressionism of this Musig of the Zivug. Now the Ran, in the Zoran, the Flamid, which comes Negeya, in the Sugis and traditions of Hei, for those that are holding there, is that the person is Mevat, the Isha is Mevatelis Atzmo, and that's the Tzura of the Kedushin. That was Nasa V'Nishma. Nasa V'Nishma, the Mahus, Nasa V'Nishma, is Bittul HaRotzen, and it's Mamash the Ran. We're talking about a Kedushin, called the Turim brings it over at the beginning of the Parsha also, that the Torah was given in a midbar, because it represents this Inyan of his Batlas HaRotzen, and Mamela, this is going that the Zivug, of course, is that Klal Yisrael is the Kala. We're not saying that the Torah is Batlas HaRotzen. Yeah. The Klal Yisrael, being the Kala, has his Batlas HaRotzen, and then Mamela, she's Nichnas, L'Rishus, the Chosn. That's the oifen of Nasa V'Nishma, and that's the emes what was Nasa V'Nishma saying. On Nasa without hearing, we're accepting. Nasa V'Nishma is that in, you know, Bittul Barotzen of the Surah of the Nesu'in. And this is Negei, it's interesting. Everyone knows there's a famous Beis Halevi in the Droshes that he has the kasha on Nasa V'Nishma. How could you be mishpavid yourself, Nasa V'Nishma? It's without a gvul. It's without a kitzvah. It wasn't a shir. A person can only be mishtabed himself on a dover shaloi b'lo'ilom, even if you could, is when it's a dover kotzul. A b'nasa v'nishma by definition is not a dover kotzul. How can you be mishtabed yourself, nasa v'nishma, not a dover kotzul? As they put the Beis Halevi. So the Beis Halevi writes the famous drasha that the shibud haguf and the shibud nechosim can in Paris only. The chiddush of Klal Yisrael by nasa v'nishma, other than the other umois, is that they were saying we're becoming avodi. An Eved can be mishtabed himself to any kotzav, because he's saying one thing, I'm becoming an Eved. Details to follow. If you want to be mishtabed yourself on a prat, on a lot of pratim, but the shibra, on the nechosim, so that it has to be on a dover kotzav. You can't just flat say nasa v'nishma. Of Bibal, Dr. Beis Halevi, it was abdus, very an Eved, becoming an Eved, you became an Eved. The details you're filling out with. That's what you do with the famous malachim, because I just see the drush, and drush, you're dying. It was originally printed in the Tshuva space Halevi in the back of his in the back of the Tshuva. Now they put it with the Chumash Torah, but in some of the Fusim. But the Drush is space Halevi, Drush Yudzayin. He explains this in the Nasa V'Nishma is able to be on the Dovrish and Kotzav because it's Avdus. Of the emesis, I saw that the Chidor, and I want to tell too what we're humming before. The Chidor says a different Mahalch. It's Mavur that B'Shas Nesuin. Sometimes we say it's Hainin Advorah Manitna Ba'Amira, and B'Shas Nesuin. The Rishonim explains. Agav the chibuv of the nesuin, you can be mishtabed even on a dover sheni kotzav. So it's a different guy. The Beis Halevi is saying the reason why he's able to be on a dover sheni kotzav because there's a bechin of abdus. However, if we're saying a different guest that it was chibuv of chasmus, when Aisha is nishkan katofel and nishkan eved, we're talking in the kedushin. It's a different guest, but we're saying here a bar that mitzad the chibuv of the chasmus, that's what allowed for the shibud of Nasa V'Nishma to go so far that it was able to go even Kenegat Adover Sheni Kotzav. So it's two different Mahalchim. One is Mitzad. Avdus is different. And one is based on the Mahalach we're going over here. It has to do with the fact that it's by a Zivug it's different. Now first, one other Indian. The famous Yerushalmi. Everyone quotes this Yerushalmi Far Shavuos. Yerushalmi says, Omer Rav Mishrashi B'Shem Rav Idi V'chola Korbonis K'siv Chet by the korban, every moyed you bring par of ayah v'shiva kvosim, and then the seer is an echad lechatos lechaper by in parshas Pinchas by the korban musaf of shvuis, it doesn't say chet. Why? So the emes is because someone asked me yesterday. It says lechaper. It doesn't say chet. By all of them it says seer is an echad lechaper. Seer is an echad lechatos lechaper. And by shvuis it doesn't say lechatos. Rabbi Yassi, Abur, it says Lechaper Aleich. So I told him, of course it says Lechaper Aleich. The Seirei Moyadim, Regolim, and Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash and Kadoshim. Avada the Sawyer of Shavuos also is Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash and Kadoshim. No one's saying not. Lord, the Lashon HaKroah didn't say the word Chet is to make this drush. Avada it's Mechaper. Avada on Shavuos is Kapor. of the same soil that's machaper on Tumas Mikdash Hakadoshim. But it doesn't say chet. And the emphasis is interesting that in Parshas Emor, when it says that they brought the Shtei Alechem, and the Shtei Alechem came together with Korbanos, a par, two elim, and Shiva Kvasim, and a soil, over there it says chet. Because that's not the Musaf of Shvuas, that's the din of Shtei Alechem. If you'll notice in the davening of Korban Musaf, I saw some Achroinish's farm handle the Shaila, that we don't mention in the davening of Musaf on Shavuos the korbanos of the Shtei Halechem, the par, two ayilim, and Shiva Kvasim. Even though some Achzorim do say Shnei Se'irim Lechaper, then it's a double pella. Why are we saying Shnei Se'irim Lechaper? Because you're referring to the Soyer also of the Shtei Halechem. But why are you mentioning it? You're not mentioning all the other korbanos in there. It wasn't Choyva Sayoy, but it was a special Choyva. We don't mention on the second day, on the first day of Chol Hamoed Pesach, we don't mention the Omer and davening also. It was a Choyva of that day. It wasn't the Choyva Saregel. We don't mention the Omer and Musaf. We don't mention the Shtei Alechem. We don't mention all the Korbanos and the Shtei Alechem. It's a Mudnazach. Why that here says that you mentioned the Soyer. But at the bottom of there it says Chet. Oh, but by the Korban Musaf on Parashat Pinchas Shtei is Chet. So the Medrash says, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiman Shekibaltem Aleichem Es Torah, Maila Ani Aleichem Kibu Lechatosim Yimeichem. Now everyone drinks out of this medrash, this Yerushalmi, that it's not the year of Matan Torah thousands of years ago. Every year, in the Beit HaMikdash, they were makar a korban, and it doesn't say chet. Because every year, it was azoy that if you makabel the Torah, because every year is echtig a kabbalas haTorah, spoke about this other year, that Shavuos is not the anniversary of the chasana that we discussed at the Zivah Bogim. It's not the anniversary. It's the chasana alein. It's the chasana alein, not the anniversary. And kivin shekibaltem aleichem al Torah, so ma'ila ni aleichem ki'ilu lechatatzchem miyameichem. A sharp loshim ki'ilu lechatatzchem miyameichem. Oh, but because this, what's the taich over here? Ki'ilu lechatatzchem miyameichem. I heard a few nekudas. What you can bring out? What's the nekudas taka that when you makabel the old Torah, so ki'ilu lechatatzchem miyameichem. So one shot I saw that I'm trying to bring down is because it's chosin moichel le'kol avinoisav. Chosin kalav. Well, again, kalav is always both in the two mishorim of the zivul, the chosin to the Torah and the kalav to the kodesh baruch hu. The beginning that the Yerushalmi is saying that there's no chet is because chosin moichel le'kol avinoisav. Another pshat I saw brought down is because it's a ger. Klal Yisrael is a gerus. A gerus, the kotlin shenoyle domin. So the coming of Yid, Matan Torah, Kabbalas HaTorah, is like gerus. Gerus is a gedder of that you have no shaychus anymore to what was before, and that's how it's ki'ilu lechatatzah. So one is because chosin moichel le'kol avinoisav. One of those gerus. But I heard one other pshat, interesting pshat. The nekuda that by Kabbalas HaTorah it's ki'ilu lechatatzchem yameichem is because Torah taka has no shaychus to chet. If a person is mechubar to Torah, he doesn't have shaychus to chet. And Nefesh HaChaim talks about this baruchus. But Nefesh, a marshal, or maybe even more than a marshal, to touch it up. You know, there are various ways of doing tshuva and having kapara. And they can be compared to the different ways how you can be metaher a kli. A person is a kli. A person is a kli cheres. That's what an Odom is. If something was nifgam b'tsoinein, with cold, so all you gotta do is hadocha. That's like if a person was over a mitzvah's essay, you have to do tshuva. Tshuva is hadocha. Wash it off. If it was done with derech bishul, that's a worse pigia to the kli, a worse aveira. So that's really like the next madrega. Then you need hagola. That's like we say tshuva and Yom Kippur is machapir. Yom Kippur is yishvitz and you fast. That's like the hagola. But something that was even more farzat darayin the chet, it was b'tzli, and you need to do libun. Libun is yisurim. And sometimes some averis, even shuva and in kippur is not machaber. You need yisurim. That's libun. And then there's another madrega. Klicheres aim like tahara and the bishvira. Some things even yisurim is toila until nisa. You break the kli. So we have by a keli, soinin is b'hadocha. That's connected shuva. Mitzvah esek sagi b'tshuva. Bishul is a worse aveira, a worse pegiyah to the kli. You need hagolas kalim. That's the shvitzing of the tsoim of Yom Kippur. The third madrega, if you did tzli, you need libun. Libun is yisurim. The guf is misyaser. And a kli cheres, ein le shvir, ein le tar, ela b'shvira. That shvirosan zui misosan. That was in Baba Kama. And that's the some aveiras need that. But al kovana is another madrega. Vash. Brought down that a dvoira that falls into dvash, or that the noitzer, the dvash is noitzer from the dvoira itself, that are part, become part of the dvash, and it's mutter to eat. The dvoir is a sheret, it's a sheket, it's also to eat. But if it becomes part of the dvash, it's kula nefach the dvash. Torah is dvash. If you want to make this level of hadok, agol, leave and shvira, there's something beyond that. Torah musik midvash, the darga of Torah musik midvash, has no shaykhis to chet. Kivan shekibaltam aleichem ol Torah, mailani aleichem kil vechataschem yimeichem. But we have to know, like everyone looks at this Yerushalmi, that it's not then, 3,000 years ago, when it was Kabbalah Satayra. Every year by Kabbalah Satayra, it's this Bechina. It's not the anniversary of the Chasna, it's the Chasna Alein. And I would just end off that the famous Gemara in Pesachim, that everyone says, Ilav HaYoyma! Kami Yoysi Ike B'Shuka. There's many Pesachim that state, Tachmas Teredin of their Indian, the famous Marshal's Kasha, Ilav HaYoyma, it's the wrong day, it's not the 50th day, it's missing a day. But ilav hayoyma doesn't have to mean, and I saw some of them first even ask, why hayoyma? Ilav shmur, hayoyma. Hayoyma doesn't mean 3,000 years ago. Top shenayin hey. And again, next to you, top shenayin hey. Ilav hayoyma. Taka, a person has an opportunity now to make a change in his life, to be misremanti, like Rashi says, and it's an opportunity that's given every year shmur, so beloved resident of the night. Ilav hayoyma. This year shmur, we can be zoich to taka to a ethic of Kabbalah Satayra, the Kirvas Hashem. Hechra Madrega, can we have the Sodom?